Secretary Wright, when you say weeks, not months, for the incursion, the war, whatever you might want to call this, the question that the markets are focused on, does that mean days or weeks before you might be able to start escorting some of those tankers through the strait? When we talked to an oil expert earlier this morning, she suggested that if this carries on for the next couple of weeks through the end of the month, that you could be looking at oil prices above $150. And it's not just oil that there are concerns about. There is helium, tanks of helium trying to get through, because that's critical to making sure we can continue to manufacture semiconductors. There's nothing that can be substituted for the cooling properties of helium with that. Do you think by the end of this month, the U.S. Navy will be escorting some of those ships through the strait?
I think that, yes, I think that is quite likely the case. But again, I mean, I'll be over at the Pentagon later today, but that is what the military is working on. And yes, a lot of critical materials come out of the Straits of Hormuz. Look, we have a large global economy. Fortunately, with President Trump's policies, you know, the United States is a net exporter of oil. We're a net exporter of natural gas. And in fact, we're growing our net exports of natural gas this spring, this summer. You'll see massively more capacity online by the end of this year. Natural gas is another product. So we've done the right things in the U.S. to make the Western Hemisphere a much better place and to supply the world. But it is short-term pain for the long-term gain. But it's simply a must-achieve thing. Otherwise, you've got decades into the future of an Iran that can hold the world hostage whenever it wants. Yes, there is disruption right now to do this. And if the election had gone another way, we probably would, our kids would be living with Iran, you know, to the end of their lives. That's not acceptable outcome.